are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien, who also is a huge fan of Minnesota sports, and we're going to talk about that. I want to talk to you about the Wild, the Wolves, the Twins, based on, because you're a big card collector. I want to talk about that, what the value of some of these Twins cards are for their minor leaguers coming up to the bigs. But first, give me your overview, your thoughts on the Vikings draft. Were you loving it, hating it, or somewhere in between?
All I could think of, Bob, while I was watching it play out was the old song by The Who, Meet the Old New Boss, Same as the Old Boss. You know, everybody said, oh, good, we're going to, you know, no more of this trading, no more of Rick Spielman trading down for, you know, picks, whatever. And Quaze did the extra. Not only did he trade down, he was trading down with division rivals. We traded with the Lions and the Packers.
I know.
That's an interesting 4D chess that I've seen. They say that they got the players they wanted. You know, the scouting reports on these guys are good, but you know, they're pretty tapped out on cash given all the extensions. And I have to think that part of what the strategy was in trading down, or I read someplace that the number 12 pick is going to get a $10 million signing bonus, and our guy is going to get a $5.5 million signing bonus. Which, so I have to believe that some of it was gamesmanship to not have to pay these guys as much in signing bonuses.
I don't doubt that for a second. And what I do know is this, and I'll be saying it a few times today. After the first round, only one team in the NFL had its Super Bowl chances downgraded. That was your Minnesota Vikings. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had an opportunity with that 12 pick to take an absolute franchise, making type player. Kyle Hamilton, one of the best safeties to come around in years. Notre Dame guy, just like Harrison Smith. They had, the guy that the Lions took. The wide receiver, he could have been, he will be phenomenal. He'd be a lot better numbers, though, if you got Kirk Cousins flinging him the ball. And the kid from that beast from Georgia, I mean, 6'6", 340, he's a wall. But they decided to trade down. And I got to put the spin that this Lewis scene, he's phenomenal. We could have gotten him at 12. That's, yeah, right. Anyway, all right, let me switch up. We got a lot to cover here. The Wild open the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. And they're home. They got home ice. They better keep it.
Home ice. It's the Wild. They seem to be snake bit when it comes to the playoffs, but it just seems like everything is lining up this time. They have better talent than they've had in years past. They've got a veteran goaltender that I hope they, use. They appear to be healthy. They had an injury scare at the end of the last game, but it appears to be okay. Kaprizov's had his playoff experience. You know, the first playoff experience last year, so maybe he'll be, because he was kind of quiet in that series of Las Vegas last year. Hopefully, he'll be more of a factor this year. But everything seems to point to them going further this year. But who knows? It's the Wild. You know, we've been talking about home ice for this series. They could just as easily lose the first game and turn over home ice to the Blues.
And that would be a problem. But then again, look what happened with the Timberwolves. They took home court away from the Grizzlies and lost in six. So maybe
they have nobody to blame but themselves. And the reason is everybody focuses on those blown leads, but they didn't have their good luck charms with them with the games they lost, because they were 3-0 when the chicken protesters showed up, and they were 0-4 when the chicken protesters stayed home. So they should have flown those chicken protesters down with the team to Memphis and given them some courtside seats and have them go super glue their hand to the court or run out there. They lost their edge when the chicken protesters weren't showing up. But positive out of it, I don't think this was, in years past, if they did well, it was kind of an anomaly, but now with the A-Rod, Mark Laurie, ownership group in there and gradually taking over control. I think that there's a new culture that's being instilled there. And I saw on Twitter Magic Johnson tweeting out that this team has got good young talent and they'll be back. So let's hope that they can build on this next year and not just regress to the mean.
Well, the thing I had wondered about, and I put it on social media and some people thought, no, you got to keep them with new ownership. Is Chris Finch in danger? because, yeah, he did a good job getting him there and the regular season coaching, but it's a whole other world in the postseason. And he kind of sat on his hands when they were having those massive leads frittered away. And you know,
I think you got to give the guy more than 1 year, though, to you know, you're going to have to give, you know, if after, like, you know, 3 years and they're one series and out each time, then yeah, you've got to make a move. But I think just to, you know, it's the Timberwolves, right? And we have to grade on a curve with them. My God, they got to the playoffs and they went and they took a team to six games when they weren't supposed to even be there. So, you know, I think that I think you got to give Finch a little bit more time to see. I mean, you know, just like you said, last year in the NHL playoffs, Kaprizov wasn't what he was in the regular season. You're going to have to give, you know, now that they've had playoff experience, you got to see how they adapt next time.
Well, we'll, you know, this is decisions that I won't be involved in, so we'll see how it plays out. Now, you were telling me off the air about these Topps cards of some of these young Twins players, and they have more value or seem to have more value than other teams' young players. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time since there was a lot of Twins players that were kind of hot commodities in the card trading world. You know, you go back to probably Joe Mauer and some of his early cards, and before that, Kirby Puckett, and his still trade, you know, high today. But you're seeing, you know, especially with Byron Buxton, you know, is his cards have traded well, you know, as he's been, you know, if he stays healthy, his will continue to go up in value. But these younger guys, you know, Topps has this Bowman brand. It's the old, you know, they bought that years ago, and they've always used it for kind of the prospects and the young players.
Yeah.
And that's where so some of these guys that are coming up as rookies, you know, when I was a kid buying cards, you'd have to wait 2 or 3 years for these guys to actually have a card. Now these guys have already had cards before they even hit the major. So, you know, I'm hearing reports that Jose Miranda is being promoted up to the Twins from St. Paul. His card, you got autographed cards, certified autographed cards out there that are selling for about $100. I mean, you can't get it for any less than that.
Really?
Jean Duran, his first game, I'm watching the game and I'm out on eBay messing around and I was watching his values go up. I finally snagged one for about $40. You know, the autographed cards are the hot ones. The insert cards are the desirable ones. But, you know, Austin Martin, Royce Lewis, Josh Winder that went yesterday, he's only got like his minor league card. So if you were at the St. Paul Saints game last year where they gave out the team set, you got a Miranda and a Winder in there. So hold on to those.
Were they signed when they give those out or no?
No, those weren't signed. So, but you know, a lot of it is based on print runs. So those insert autograph cards are limited print runs, so they're higher value because they're scarce. But still, it's with the way that they shuffle players back and forth. You know, a guy like Alex Kirilloff last year was the hot property. Now he's kind of leveled off because of his injuries. Trevor Larnach, another one that, you know, they do okay. So with all these guys, you know, Nick Gordon is another one. With all these guys, these young guys, if you collect cards, it's been kind of been fun to go out to stockpile some of these younger guys and in the hopes that they pan out. Now, sometimes you get burned. You know, I got a bunch of Chase Petty cards that, well, I hope he does well with Cincinnati someday.
Yeah.
But so it's a little bit, it's almost like a little bit like gambling, right? You know, you buy these guys and you hold on to them and you hope that they make it with the big league club. So just been kind of a side highlight of their fast start is you've got all these young guys that you got the card.
Yeah, you want
setting the card world on fire.
You want the modern day Honus Wagner card.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. All right, Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We will take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back. We'll be talking more Twins. Be right back.